Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. Well, it goes without saying that it's incredibly lovely to be back here in Tiburon again, this beautiful place. So, glad you could make it today. I'd like to talk about appreciation. You come here and you look out the window and it's hard not to appreciate. Appreciation is really it's a profound act of generosity. We're actually giving of ourselves by appreciating or opening ourselves up in a way. And when we give, simultaneously we receive. And the more we give, the more we receive. And we give completely, we receive fully. And that's really another way to describe the dissolving of the personal self. The dissolving of this identity that filters reality into a conceptual framework and gives us, you know, a sense of being separate. And so when we give fully, we're really surrendering in a way. We're surrendering who we believe ourselves to be. And really what naturally opens is the radiance of the heart and the spirit. You know, the ego has this way of co-opting everything, and especially spiritual practice in attaining enlightenment. And yet, I like to say there really isn't any spiritual work to be done, just human work, because the spirit is a natural, is our natural state, and it naturally comes into the foreground if we discover how to allow it to, how to get out of the way of it. So I think appreciation is a very simple, beautiful doorway. Gratitude is a beautiful doorway into receiving and being filled with presence, this presence we talk about. Our true nature. So it's not something we do or accomplish. It's more that we become filled with it. And even here, the amazing simplicity of our gathering on one hand is a kind of miracle of giving and receiving.
Yeah, it's called transmission. Yeah, it's one of the words for it. But there's a, when we open to this presence that we are, we see that it is everywhere. It is everything, and we are that. It's just another way to talk about the same thing. It's not an intellectual, philosophical discovery. It's really a surrendering, and a surrendering into being vulnerable, and to allowing oneself to be fully, giving oneself permission to be fully human. Because it's through our humanity that we discover our divinity. Rather than the other way around. I mean, then of course, as we evolve spiritually, so to speak, we become more fully human rather than beyond human or above human or something like that. And vulnerability also has the quality of not having to know, not having to be right. It's naturally, as Alan Watts pointed out, the wisdom of insecurity. They're not gripping and holding on. So often opening and becoming transformed is a kind of unsettling, can be painful and scary, and ecstatic too, joyful, and ultimately a huge relief, because we get to come back to where we really always are, which is fully right here. And then we can connect, then we can see that that we are connected already, even though we may have just met. How amazing. You know, our hearts aren't blocking, holding back, pushing away. So we hear some painful news and our heart breaks. You know, we're available for this life, which is in its form impermanent and unpredictable, filled with conditions and consequences. And yet, the gift of awakening is, in a sense, to be able to be the space, that the ocean that lets everything move in its waves. And then we can bring love and compassion and tenderness and action as it's needed, you know, because we're right here. For each other, for ourselves, for being here fully. As you know, it helps to stop and just tune in. To listen to the body, to feel the emotions and the sensations and the energies. To come into a space like this where there's a focus in a way on, or a resonance, a strengthening of the resonance of our essential nature. So there's a kind of, it's kind of helpful. I think of it as the sort of psychic Wi-Fi download or something like that. You're sort of automatically given the password and you plug in. And people say, I forgot the password. How do I get back to that? And after a while, you realize the password's built in. It's just, you know, the homing device or the compass and the gyroscope and the map are built in. They're already, they came with the hard drive. We didn't know that. So the path is not outside somewhere. It's not with someone else in some other place. It's right within you, just like the wisdom of life is in the acorn that grows into that tree, or the seed that becomes the blade of grass. It knows how to do that. We know how to become free. Not intellectually, obviously. That's pretty obvious. No, you know, so we find out how to come back to that deep place of trust and that awakening of the heart and the spirit is, in a sense, really teaches us to trust in a way that we maybe never have before because we had to defend ourselves. We had to survive, you know, all kinds of things. So the layers of protection and defense start to unwind and vibrate and come apart and dissolve. And we find ourselves amazingly in the newness of each moment. Incredible. Literally, that becomes reality, is that it's completely new. Always. So we're always seeing each other for the first time, even though we may have known each other for a lifetime. And that is so awesome. It's never the same old thing. Even if it's, you know, the same old thing. That's, and then that there's, comes with that is this sense of appreciation, just this wow, you know? And then life is then really fulfilling and has profound meaning, even in the simplest things, you know, raking the lawn, washing the dishes, being with a friend, just sitting. Then we're really at peace, you know. We really have found true happiness. Unconditional. And then we, you know, take care of what needs to be taken care of. Whatever that is, you know. Whatever's next. It's always something. I just love how it brings us together in the most beautiful way. You know, and it just is, it's just filled with love. You know, that's just so its essential nature. Just this open connectedness. You know, it's great. And I think it's what everyone wants, fundamentally. Actually, it's what we're running around trying to find. And when you do find it, and it becomes cultivated and nurtured and nourished and rich, you know, it's just given everywhere and it's given and received, it just grows. And then whatever you do in your life, whatever creative pursuits or, you know, anything, it just life is an ongoing discovery. You know, every moment you're learning new things, finding out new pathways. It's amazingly rich to be fully here. And you keep finding out how to come, and it just keeps getting more. I don't know how to say it. Doesn't make sense, but. That's why I like to say that awakening is an ongoing force of nature. It's just the way it is. It's not some end point. How could there be an end point? That's absurd. I mean, what is that? Except maybe in a drawing. An architectural drawing. Okay, this is where the wall is, and this is where the... I was just remembering, coming back here again, that I met one of my very significant teachers here for the first time back in the early 80s, I guess it was, Jean Klein. And I'm trying to remember why I'm telling this story now. You know, I had no interest in meeting him, actually. Friends of mine wanted me to meet him. He kind of dragged me there. I thought, all right, I'll go. Okay. After she begged me for 2 years, I think. And I didn't know then how to say this, but I saw myself. He was there. He was living in that. He was embodied in that place that I discovered when I had my first awakening at 16, spiritual awakening. I didn't know what had happened to me, but that changed everything in my life, that awakening. And he was resonating on that frequency, and I was like, wow. You know? Felt like we were instantly in love with each other, like he was my grandfather. And there's a kind of, what's the word, inheritance, or it's like, that's not the right word. When we come together like this, something is passed on. Something is communicated very deeply. Whether we really are conscious of it or not, maybe we feel something or open to something. Something starts to shift, but there's a kind of gift in being here together. So I just want to thank you again for being here and allowing yourself to just open as it happens, if you're able to. And if you're welcome to come up, and if you have any thing you'd like to talk about, any questions, or just want to sit up here, you're welcome. Raise your hand, or if I don't see your hand, just feel free to come up. And I guess we eventually podcast these talks, so if you prefer your interaction not be on the recording, let us know, and we'll edit it. Please, come on up.
Hi.
Hi. So bring, yeah, great.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Oh, thank you for that opening talk. It's so relevant to what's going on now.
Hmm.
You spoke of a gift, and I have this feeling that's coming into play with me that, ego aside, that I am the gift. I am the gift. And what I am, it's like it's an offering. It's so such a new insight for me. And so the offering is made in whatever way that it is, and then there's an offering back, or a learning, an offering back. It's cyclical somehow. And it's so easy, it seems, like today here with you and all of you, to look outside and see the beauty. This is easy. This is but when it's not easy, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
To see the gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm working on that, you know. It's coming along. I feel like I'm reporting from the front line, you know.
Yeah.
It's I recently had an experience where I had a lifelong dream of owning an RV, believe it or not. I've always wanted one. It's my own cozy little home.
Uh-huh. Portable home.
Portable home. And I was eager and quick, and something looked good to me without really researching it very much or checking it out. I purchased an RV, and it turned out that the people who sold it to me were con artists.
Mm.
So I made an investment of some money that I'd saved for quite a while, and it looks like I'm losing that money, right? Mm. I went through this phase in the last 6 weeks of feeling violated, raped. I mean, losing my trust in my own ability to trust myself, my self-confidence. I was angry, hurt, it was hard for me. There were days when I was functioning, but I didn't feel like I could get up off the couch. I didn't want to get up off the couch. I just felt like the rug had been pulled out from under me. And as life is moving forward, it's shifting, and the gift is coming that to love all of that also is part of my offering. And there's a healing. I'm not there yet, and a learning in it for me. And I don't have all, it's not an intellectual, I don't have an intellectual answer. I'm feeling it on a body level.
I can see that.
Right?
I can feel it.
So, I guess my question is, is there any way to speed up loving the hard part? And really,
nobody understands this.
And really, it's not necessary. I guess that's the answer. You know, it's not necessary to speed it up.
This is where forgiving yourself is important. You know,
we
all screw up one way or another, or whatever, right? But we can't really look. We can't live life looking in the rearview mirror. And we can learn, and of course, the pain is pain, and anger and frustration and disappointment. It reminded me what my dear friend, Brother David Steindl-Rast, his big thing is gratitude, and he said once, he says, "There's some things you just can't be grateful for."
Right.
right? Some things you're just not going to be grateful for.
So but, you let
but when your heart breaks and you release and you allow the disappointment and all of that, the heart, all of that to move through you, in other words, you... It's different than suffering. Suffering is struggling with it and fighting it. But there's a kind of allowing the pain to move. That's the fast way. And then the other side of that is usually expansion and peace and deepening. And wisdom. You learn something, right? I mean, it's...
Okay. Let's hope I don't do this again.
Yeah, right.
We'll see.
I don't know about you, but I learned the hard way.
I do too.
I don't seem to know if I don't know any other way, really. But that's the, that we allow ourselves to have the upheaval, not try to whitewash it or,
resist
or turn it into, or deny it.
Right.
See what I'm saying? A lot of times people try to do that because they think, well, I'm not being spiritual or something like that.
Right.
You got to be human.
For me, it's that struggle. You said something about the struggling. I go into intense struggling.
Well, if you start fighting yourself and beating yourself up, why the hell did I do that? How come I didn't look into it more? I got screwed.
Or blame and blame them for who they are and all that.
That may be part of the movement initially, if you need to do that trip, right? But at some point, you decide, wait a minute. Here I am right now.
Right.
How do I want to live right now? Even though I just lost a bunch of money or I just threw it away on a piece of garbage. Right.
Exactly.
I understand this very well.
Thank you. Great.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this. I'll just share it with you personally. I said, how many years ago is it now? 6 years ago, all my money disappeared in Bernard Madoff scandal.
Oh.
So my life savings inheritance went poof, gone. So I know. But there was just, it was painful.
Right.
Quite painful and very, a lot of things had to shift quickly.
Yeah.
But the value of being in the moment was that action happened immediately. Not denial of the pain, but just also there was the ability to just go, okay, what do we need to do now? Can't have my house in Bolinas anymore. How to get rid of that? All these things had to change. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
I never once, what never occurred to me was, why did this happen to me and why did he do this and all that? Eventually I thought, how could somebody do this?
Right.
Well, they have to be a psychopath. But not in touch with how what they're doing is affecting other people.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But it was really more this, it didn't, there was plenty of pain.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But there was the gift of being able to stay right here. And that's how, and with whatever needs to move emotionally and then whatever action you can take.
Yeah, and then also the freedom of the grip on the money and the lifelong dream that maybe is not what I needed at all. It's so interesting.
Yeah,
that's kind of all part of the gift coming back. Whoa. It actually is maybe opening up a flow on money where there was this tightness before.
Exactly. It's amazing how when we... As we have more perspective, how the view changes quite a bit.
Yeah, right. Thank you so much, John.
You're welcome. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thanks. Okay. Have a little music interlude. Ingrid, and then... Just let it come. Just let it come out.
Good.
Sometimes it's just too much. Yeah. That's just how it is sometimes.
As you were talking, I could feel that part of me that just wants to go, well, who the hell knows what is going on here? You know, I just really want that person to step forward.
Let me give him a call.
Oh, it just feels like Oz, you know? There's some silly little man behind the curtain doing all this. And I've just been watching as my old protections come in. Mm-hmm. Of, like, being mad or trying to fix it or trying to blame somebody or...
Mm-hmm. All of which don't work.
No, and they're completely, like... They don't even have any real substance anymore.
They're like, just the expression of the pain.
Yeah. They feel like they lost their charge. You know, like I used to be able to grab them and use them.
Now it's just the movement of the pain.
Yeah.
Expressing itself. That's all. Because we don't know what's going on. Really. But here we are. And then you see you open back into this connection where the mind is not foreground. In fact, it disappears. The story disappears. All of it. Completely. Not that you're brain dead. It's not the same as prefrontal lobotomy. It's just that you're, you know, you're free. And then you go and you take care of your friend. Right? And you love them as long as you can. While they're here. While they're still here. That's the best you can do. Take them to their appointments or whatever. Right?
I think I've spent a lot of time trying to spare people, myself and others. And that's just not working either. You can't spare somebody when it gets this big.
No, you don't want to. It's preventing them from having the fullness of the experience.
Even if it's a really shitty one.
Oh, even especially. When you can bring that space of love and openness, they can go through whatever they have to go through. They can go into the light, even if it means dropping the body, and it often does. Yeah, that's right. You can't hold on to them, see? And when we really let go, they're with us always. The love is always there, even if they're not in the body anymore. That doesn't stop. Amazingly. This is what you bring, see? You give them this space to die, to be sick, to see you as a grieving, loving friend. Beautiful, see? That's a gift. You don't want to hold this back. See, because when you let it out like this, the heart just connected. Feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Holding back doesn't work. We try to protect other people. We're not. It's not protecting them, actually. It's actually denying them love.
I see that. I feel that.
Yeah.
There were two other friends that were having things that are more distant friends. And I could see myself having a step back, you know. And then when this happened to my very close friend, I couldn't take a step back anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There were no steps.
You're right. Right.
And now I'm only sorry. I feel like I wish I hadn't taken the steps with the other two, you know?
Well, now you know. Now you know.
It's like such a little step, but it's that kind of everything, you know? Thank you, John.
You're so welcome. So welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I feel so emotional.
It's totally okay. Just let it happen. Just take your time, all the time you need, and let whatever needs to happen. Yeah.
I feel, listening to everyone's stories, it's amazing how connected we all are.
Yeah, we really are all connected.
You know, it's like watching a movie. Whenever you see the character, the main character, you're them. You're like part of it. You're in the story. Well, I am anyway. So when I hear the different stories, I'm right there. I just feel really grateful. I think when you have so much emotion, mm-hmm. Talk about stepping back, it's sometimes, wow, I could just go with life being a complete mess, either laughing my head off or crying my eyes out, and it's kind of choosing what to, you know, how to be, I suppose. But it's so simple when I just hear you speak about everything, you know, everything that you say, it's just that thing of being human, it's just... It really is so simple when you let it be in the moment.
Yeah, that's right. That's really the way, because then we come back to the still point. We come back to a place of balance and harmony in ourself, and then everything opens up.
Mm.
Heaven opens up.
Mm. And sometimes I'm just aware of that energy being so big,
mm-hmm.
for people sometimes, yeah. when yeah. they're not prepared for that. You know, just having the, I guess, I don't even think of it as courage, but just being that open,
yeah.
with people I've never met or people that I know well or people that I work with. And a lot of the time it's a lot for them to take. And that's okay too.
Yeah. It's all right. I see you're letting your light out. It's so beautiful. You don't want to hold that back. If they can't handle it, whatever. Someone else will find you.
I think I feel like I've spent a lot of time dimming it, trying to dim
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that just... Mm-mm. See, the thing is, a lot of people confuse it with some ego trip, which it isn't.
Mm.
It's actually selfless. Mm. But it's often associated with being told to, you know, tone it down or don't be so. You know, a lot of people were programmed to squash themselves because they didn't fit in, or it was like, you know, inappropriate or whatever. You know, all this stuff. Mm. Right. But the spirit is, it's infinite. It's nothing to do with the ego. There's no self-consciousness in it. Beautiful. See, I like that's grace. You're just opening right up. And that does that only what that does is it nourishes the space. It doesn't take away from anybody else. It actually gives to everyone else. It's actually mana.
Mm. I love that.
Yeah, it's great. I dig it. Yeah. And it's true that, you know, when you're really living in the light, it can, you know, other people, it's going to maybe rattle their cage in some way. Good. They don't want to be in that cage anyway. Maybe they didn't even know they were in it. And you're helping them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Very much. I know I was just telling someone the story that when I was 20, I went to see a woman named Ann Armstrong, and she was the first person I was that knew what had happened to me at 16, that I had this enlightenment experience and all this incredible energy, and she dug it. That's what she said. That was her words. She said, now she goes, you know, this is your problem as you try to make it right with everybody. And it took me 41 years to learn that. Still learning it. But, you know, we have to be true to ourselves. I don't mean being off in some psychological, that's not what I'm talking about, but just being. Was it Marianne Williamson who said that we're afraid of our light, we're afraid of our greatness? I don't mean, she didn't mean personal greatness. She meant the spirit. So that's why we're here, to really honor that, to allow ourselves to be fully what we are. That's really the truth. Please, come on up.
Hi, John.
Hi.
So, I had an insight this week, I think, that I wanted to explore and try to go a little deeper.
Sure.
So, I was listening to a video of Adyas, mm-hmm. and he was talking about, you know, the wheel of samsara,
mm-hmm.
and this notion that, you know, often it's said in Buddhism that you go off the wheel, but he was saying really you're more like in the center of the wheel with awakening. And I just had that kind of feeling where I sort of got the edge of something that, oh, it really is all here. That there isn't some place that I'm going to. Like, oh, it really is right here. Mm-hmm. It's really happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm just like on the edge of that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like there's something bigger than
there here. Is. Just stay right on the edge.
Hmm.
That's it, right there. That's it. That's the edge. And then it will keep revealing itself. Beautiful. Do you feel it?
Yeah.
great. That's just keep returning to that edge. Don't think about it.
Yeah, I'm trying not to figure it out.
Oh, yeah, you can't. This is... Yeah, when you're jumping off the ledge, you're not figuring it out. You're leaping. You're in free fall. Yeah. So you can see how wanting to figure it out actually is a holding back. Yeah, it's a protection. It's wanting to feel safe.
Right. Yeah, so I felt very unsafe.
Of course. That's a good sign. That's what I call vulnerability.
Yeah.
You can trust that. It means something's letting go. You see?
And I also had this feeling like all my hopes were going away. Like, oh, really? It's not going to happen like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, you mean your preconceptions of how it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Forget that.
Yeah.
Just it's too many beliefs out there. Gotta sweep them away. They're in the way.
Right.
Beliefs are completely in the way.
Yeah.
I mean, they're useful to a point. They're like little maps. They're helpful. At some point, they don't make any sense anymore.
Yeah.
Or they do, but from another perspective. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, kind of like you have to start someplace.
Yeah, but right now you're on it. So I want to help you now.
Yeah.
Stay here.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You're plugged in. It's you're cooking. So let the cooking happen. That's what you want to find out. And then notice how you get in the way of the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back to it. That's it will unfold naturally.
Yeah, because I realized I had a meditation where the sentence of inquiry that came to me was, what is truth? What is really true?
Mm-hmm. Nothing you can think about.
Okay.
It's beyond thought. Way beyond. But it includes thought, actually. And thought can actually come from it. That's a whole different kind of thinking. A whole different kind of communication. But not to confuse you right now.
Right.
Sorry. That'll happen later. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
That'll just happen by itself.
So it's staying with a feeling.
Stay with this energy, this presence that you're tuning into. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That we're connecting in right here. Feel that?
Yeah. See,
and as you're giving attention to it, this is what I call, moving towards the light. Mm-hmm. That it's not a volitional thing. It's some indescribable thing, but is, in a sense, moving towards the light. That will just naturally finish. There'll just be a completion that happens where your identity will not be caught in who you are anymore, but in this presence.
Mm.
That's the shift that takes place.
Oh,
just very natural. It happens by itself. Not that you don't know your story and all that, but it's just that you're not identified with it anymore. You're not caught in it anymore. That's what's happening, see? It's a trip. It's a total trip.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. So that's insight, or it doesn't matter if you call it something.
Well, you know, you can call it whatever you want. You know, I mean, when people awaken, when they become realized, they might not talk about it at all, because who cares? Or they may talk about it one way, or there's a million ways to talk about it.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of poetry out there.
Right.
But you can't reverse engineer it. You see what I'm saying?
I'm so good at that.
Not now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has a place. That has a place, and it's very helpful to have that ability when you need it. But with this, it's the opposite. It's counter-instinctual. Letting go is counter-instinctual. Holding on is instinctual. Protecting, surviving, being comfortable, you know. It's ego. It's just But ego's never happy. Ego's never fulfilled, ever. Maybe for a minute.
Yeah.
It got its orgasm, it got its iPhone, whatever. You know, it needs the next thing, the next iPhone, the next iWatch, Apple Watch. I can't wait to get mine, actually. You can tap me on the wrist when the meditation's over. And then it's play. Then it's fun. It's different. You're not looking. It's like, you know.
You don't care as much.
Yeah. Ego's never happy.
I think I get confused when I hear the concept of awakening. I have an idea, but
it isn't a concept. Unfortunately, we have language and we communicate through the symbols of language.
Yeah.
You know, but the value here is really what is happening in the silence. And you can feel that. And I can feel it with you simultaneously. And to point that out is what the point is here. That's my job, basically, is to say, that's it. Now follow that. It's not a concept. It's like a direct wow kind of thing. See what I mean?
Yes.
Let it be foreground. Let this presence, this energy be foreground. That's it, right there. Good. You feel a difference?
Yeah.
Doesn't the room get more like that?
It gets clearer.
Yeah, okay, great. Clarity, sure. That's the way. Just follow that. It's beyond. It's pretty simple. It's not even. It can't even be conceptualized.
Yeah. It's experiential.
You could say that.
So, okay, I have to ask this.
Sure.
So.
I'm available.
So is this a type of awakening experience?
What?
Is this a type of awakening experience or no? Or it doesn't. I know. I'm getting pulled back in, huh?
Well, I know we want to have labels for things. We want to know where we are. Where am I now? Where am I now? So feel that wanting to know where you are.
Mm.
There. See, now you know what happened when you just felt that? The awakening experience continued. See what I mean? You bring awareness to where the suffering is, the struggle. The struggle is, I want to know where I am. It's subtle. It doesn't look like struggling, but it is.
Yeah.
Wanting to know is fundamentally not accepting, not knowing. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like trying to package it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. So you can see that wanting to package it is a kind of contraction.
Yeah.
And when you can just bring awareness to the wanting to understand, which is contraction, expansion happens automatically.
Yeah.
That's the awakening process ongoing. Follow?
I think so.
Good. You can play with it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about getting it right or wrong. It's not, that doesn't even, that's, just play with it. Just find out. It will show you. It's showing you right now. It's not that you believe me. Oh, now I believe him. Like, it's not what this is. I don't do beliefs.
I'm trying to move away from that myself.
It's a huge relief. Huge.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. What a pleasure. Please, come on up.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Welcome. Bring the mic up close so I can hear you. Thanks.
So, speaking of appreciation, I have been toying with this concept of how much I've learned to appreciate my suffering and what a great tool it's been for me. And over the last few years, it's been incredibly, it's been excruciating and just, sounds weird, but the joy that it's brought me to move through that, right? And so moving into a place, for example, right now, sitting between a couple of women who were, you know, having strong emotional reactions and feeling that, but then also feeling the container open to holding that, right? And brought me to this place of this, I guess, a fear of letting go of the need to suffer, you know?
And that's really cool. I love that. The fear of the... How did you say it?
Letting go of the fear of the need.
Letting go of the fear of the... The fear of the need
of the
to suffer.
Desire,
wow, that's far out.
Desire to suffer.
That's really interesting.
Because it's been such a great tool for me.
Right.
And maybe I don't even have to worry about it. It'll just
you don't.
Happen.
You yeah. Don't. You don't really. No.
Yeah. And
I know what you mean, though.
But there's so the relaxing into the not suffering, right? Okay, that's more of what it's about.
Yeah, and suffering arises by. I mean, those conditions, if they're still there, will come up.
Sure.
Great. Then you just. You know, notice them, and they'll and then they let go like that. You don't have to worry; they'll come up if they're
right.
still there.
Yeah, because it's this projection of like, oh, what will happen if I'm
God,
not?
What kind of camp? Well, maybe I won't suffer anymore. Bummer.
Well, yeah,
that's no, really funny.
It's very funny. It's very funny.
I'm really suffering without my suffering.
Yeah. That's kind of a silly question.
No, it's great. Actually, it's wonderful. Yeah. No, I'm playing with it, but it is wonderful.
But I've been feeling like this holding back because of that. Like, oh, I can't let myself
be happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? There's emotion on that one. I can feel it.
Yeah.
There's some sadness around that one.
Yeah.
Just let that happen. That's right. Yeah.
Because there has been so much. It's like a sense of disloyalty.
Sense of what?
Disloyalty.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, that's what's being healed. That's what's being released. Yeah. That condition. Just let that one. There you go. See,
it's not like I need to be the witness, right? I need to witness the suffering. Somebody needs to be there to
hold it. The awareness will allow all of it with great love and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. You're just expanding right over big time right now. Your whole field's opening up.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Just let that one go.
It's so sweet.
Yeah.
I keep coming back to this place of needing that story because.
Okay, well, you just. That's your process right now, then.
Yeah.
That's how the mojo's working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just let it work. Don't try to get rid of it.
Okay.
It actually, often the condition, the moving of the condition, the arising of the condition, the releasing of the condition, that movement, which is often recurs, is actually the way we're being liberated.
Mm-hmm.
it's actually what's working. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
People are trying to get rid of that one. No, actually it's working.
Okay.
That's how it's working for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Yeah.
It is. I can. It's obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So you trust it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And when it's finished, it will be finished. And it won't matter, actually.
Yeah.
Because you won't be identified with it.
Mm. Yeah, it's getting the taste of that. It's kind of this feeling like, oh, you know, like the moments of like, oh, well, that's not really that important anymore.
There's a trust that's going to grow.
Right.
That deep trust, which is your true nature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not a psychological thing.
Right.
Psychologically, I'm not sure. I mean, trust is limited on a psychological level.
Yeah.
But from a spiritual level, it's unlimited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Come on up.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'm John also.
Hi, John.
I've recently kind of semi-retired, and I have a lot more time. And I'm finding a few things happening. I feel like I'm learning to relax a little bit, not having big projects. But there's a lot of, I'm noticing a lot of anger.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of annoyance at just all kinds of things, waste management, and people giving, you know, doing commercials, and friends, and you know, a dog that's in my way, or you know, just I'm just getting annoyed a whole lot, and it's weird because
go back to work.
Well, that's you know, my habitual my habits, you know, keep trying to find projects and,
right.
You know, around my own house, and but the other thing is my sleep has gotten really screwed up. I'm waking up like at least 3 times a night, and you know, meditating and reading and making notes, and but it's like too much. I'm being awake too much, so I'm trying out Ambien.
Mm-hmm.
And melatonin, and and some of that's working, but there's some deep stuff going on.
Right.
And I'm doing this is a long time habit of going from one distraction to the next,
mm-hmm.
kind of like how I did with my work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really filled, you know, my brain could really work on it, and I could stay involved in, mm-hmm. you know, all of the details of projects and
mm-hmm.
stuff. But now I'm going from, you know, a Giants game to a 49er game, and you know, gardening, and, you know, filling my time, you know, watching Law and Order. because, you know, I'm not wanting to just be in silence. And I feel like there is stuff cooking,
mm-hmm.
but I'm doing my best
to keep it away,
to really avoid it.
I can feel that, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So the fact that you can notice that is a great place just to notice.
Yeah.
That's enough for now. Even though you're doing all the other things, you can also see that something's holding something back. And as you become more available, that will start to gestate. It will start to, you know, emerge. You can't push that one. So there's something that maybe because you've been busy for your life working, and now all of a sudden you have more time, you know, there's something else coming up that was maybe successfully avoided or distracted from, and just be really gentle with yourself and very patient with yourself in this process. Because it could be a little upsetting, you know?
Yeah, it is upsetting. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had a spiritual practice for decades, mm-hmm. and I think maybe similar to you, a big awakening when I was very young, mm-hmm. and then doing, you know, years of meditation and all kinds of other practices, and finally, recently getting it that this is not a project that I can get done.
Very good.
And get accomplished.
Very good.
And so I'm looking at so many disciplines and practices that I no longer have the discipline to do it, but I also question. Mm-hmm. I think that was just a more egoic.
It was another project.
Yeah, it was more projects, and so yeah. I'm kind of left with, well, do I sit for meditation or watch Law and Order? And I'm feeling
whatever works. And whatever works is what allows you to actually be fully here. We're going to have a whole new generation of people get enlightened watching television, I think. Or playing video games. No, so the true, what I say what's working is what allows you to be fully here, so you're not getting somewhere or coming from somewhere. Because if you're always coming from somewhere or getting somewhere, guess what? You're not here.
Right. I'm not sure I'm able to discern that.
Well, okay,
well.
But there's what I sense, John, sitting with you, is that there's something in here that you don't want to feel. I felt it a little bit, but you're like, I don't want to, nope, being pushed down. So as you start to become a little more willing and courageous, in a sense, to be still without doing something, without being busy, probably whatever that is will start to come up. And that I would recommend, if you need, have support for that, because it could be painful.
You know, I did many years of deep therapy and a lot of group work and mm-hmm. Esalen, and, you know, mm-hmm. really sort of it was a whole side road of sort of emotional exploration and release and expression. And
great.
And spent a fortune. And it was good. It was good. But I felt like it was sort of, I was indulging emotion.
This is different.
This is different. Okay.
This is different. This won't cost you anything except maybe the illusion of being safe. You know, because there's something it wants to open up in your heart. It doesn't need anything external to activate it, just to be able to stay with this movement that's wanting to happen. And it may take some time for it to come up if it's been held down a lot. So,
and should there be any effort at avoiding avoidance, like staying away from activity?
Again, I would be very gentle and permissive with yourself. I wouldn't lay a bunch of hardcore rules on yourself, because then it's another project. Yeah. You know, I think what you want is not is to find a balance point where you're not in control, but you're also not completely spaced, you know, like tripped out, mm. where you can actually begin to wake up in a way. You know, where you can become conscious, maybe is a better way to say it, where you can really develop a kind of deepening into sensitivity, where there's been a protective shield on your heart. And I would just take it nice and slow and gently, without an agenda.
I feel like there's that is kind of going on, even though I'm going through all these gyrations, there's become a noticing.
That's why you're up here talking about it. That's right. And I feel it with you.
Okay.
It is. It's going to come out naturally. There. Actually, there a little more. Can you feel it? You're feeling something now, right? A little bit.
Yeah.
I know. That's it. Yeah. There, you're on it. Now, and this environment is kind of, it's really fertile ground. It's kind of a hothouse in here where things start to just sprout. And so that's right there, what you just started feeling, that's what I'm talking about.
And as you started feeling it, your spiritual presence, whatever, started expanding in the space. Follow?
Kind of.
Good. Okay. You don't need to run around to do this. You don't need to go on any more workshops or any of that stuff. It's happening right here, right where you are. Beautiful. Beautiful. And all the work you've done has been valuable. All the inner work you did. Yeah. It's going to be there for you. Now you're really getting much more present now. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good. This is the way.
Can you come home with me?
Talk to me after. Let's just sit for a few minutes, like 5 minutes or so, and then I'll have a few more things to say at the end, okay? Again, lovely to be back in wonderful Tiburon. I just want to repeat something, which is that this is this environment that we, in a sense, almost create together is very fertile ground. And even though this is sort of a, you know, a defined event, what happens here goes with you, because it is you. And so the discovery continues, and I really... invite you to be really curious about how the discovery happens. Not from a preconceived idea that you may have about it, but more with a sense of not knowing and wonder and a willingness to be surprised and maybe even delighted. So I look forward to being with you again soon, I hope. And in the meantime, take wonderful, great care of yourself, and happy trails.